Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, President Obama made one last attempt, it looks like, to make good on a promise he made when he was running for president. He unveiled his plan to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay.
When it becomes clear that something is not working as intended, when it does not advance our security, we have to change course. For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it.
The U.S. military currently holds 91 prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. And joining us now to talk about the plan is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi there, Scott.
Good to be with you, Megan.
So the plan that the president unveiled today, it really only affects about 60 of those 91 prisoners. But can you explain what the president is proposing then?
Well, you're right. About 35 prisoners have already been cleared for release to other countries, and the White House expects to move those prisoners in the coming months. That leaves about 60 that they are planning to bring to a prison here on U.S. soil, either a state prison or a federal prison or a military prison. That's the controversial part of this plan. Mm-hmm. It's not the closing the Guantanamo. It's the bringing some of the inmates to the United States. Some of those 30 to 60 inmates would be tried in a military tribunal or in federal court. But the White House has always said that there is a hard core of inmates at Guantanamo who can't be tried, in many cases because perhaps the evidence against them was gleaned through torture or something like that, but who also it doesn't feel safe in releasing. And those folks would be held indefinitely. In talking about the plan today, the president talked about savings over 10 and 20 years. So we're talking about a really long-term detention here.
I see. Now, you mentioned the controversial part, and it's controversial because, of course, Congress has to have its say. I mean, there was legislation passed last fall that bans the military from taking detainees from Guantanamo and bringing them to the United States. And that would have to be revoked if President Obama's plan were to go anywhere at all.
And that wasn't new language either. The Congress has been saying ever since the president first proposed this back on his second day in the White House, Congress, including a Democratic-controlled Congress in the early days, has barred the president from spending money to move inmates to the United States. This is not really a partisan thing. It's a parochial thing. Lawmakers don't like the idea of having Guantanamo inmates in their own states.
So given that, are there any chances that that could change this time around?
Well, that's what the White House says this plan is about, is starting that conversation and having some sort of negotiation with Congress. It's hard to see that there'd be a whole lot of room for movement given what we're hearing from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. There is also a prospect that's been raised by some former administration staffers, including the president's former counsel, Greg Craig, who argue that the president has the authority as commander-in-chief to move these inmates unilaterally without approval from Congress, and in fact that Congress is interfering with his duties as commander-in-chief when it tries to close the purse strings on that. That would be a real battle royale if the president tried that. But there's some suspicion that this congressional action, this push for congressional action now, is really just a prelude to some unilateral action by the president in the waning days of his administration.
Interesting. Now, briefly, can you tell us a little bit more about the finances of this plan? Because the president says the cost to close would be offset in 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, there would be a capital cost in building a new prison or adapting an existing prison on this country, and those costs are roughly estimated by the military at up to $475 million. They were a little bit hamstrung in trying to do that cost estimate because Congress didn't even really want them exploring this in great detail, but that's their guess as to what it would cost to equip or build a prison in this country to house. And again, we're talking about something like 30 inmates, so it's a lot of money. But because they think it would be cheaper to operate that prison on U.S. soil than to operate the Guantanamo Bay prison, which is very expensive, they think the savings would offset that upfront capital cost in, as you say, 3 to 5 years.
Right. And Scott, in the last couple seconds that we have, how might this reverberate in the race for the White House?
Well, we have seen the Republican candidates, some of them at least, saying they want to keep Guantanamo just as it is. It's an ideal setting for terrorists. We've seen the Democratic candidates saying they want to close it and in some cases being willing to move inmates to this country. It's a real change from 2008 when both President Obama and his then opponent, Senator John McCain, both wanted to close Guantanamo.
Scott Horsley is NPR's White House correspondent. Always great to talk with you, Scott. Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you.